Welcome back to Member Supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with us, as always, is Father Arnold Trauner. Hello, Father.
Hello. Welcome.
So we're on to episode 36, and the episode title is Theodicy. As Professor Mario says, theodicy is not commonly used in English, but no single word will do as an equivalent. It means the consideration of the divine government of the world, the operations of providence, and the rational justification of belief, a mixture of natural theology and apologetics. When I read that, Father, I wonder, wow, I can't believe that there's a word for that.
Well, there must be, yeah. It's a branch of theology, if you want, a sub-branch, as he says, natural theology, apologetics, and the manner of how God governs the world, simply because things have got more and more mixed up in people's minds, in people's heads. There have been many more or less modern errors which have sprung up in that regard.
So Professor Mario starts to give us some sense of what the Vatican II idea of the divine government of the world, the operations of providence, are as seen through the lens of the French bishop's plenary session in 1968. He quotes, "Undoubtedly, a pagan heritage dating from the beginning of time has left traces in the Christian soul, and the consequences of this heritage have far from totally disappeared, even in our ritual. To the scandal or scorn of modern man, part of our liturgy continues to ask of God what the farmer asks of his fertilizer, a cosmic well-being that makes God an agent who makes good our deficiencies." Well, I guess you don't need to say that votive mass anymore, Father, for harvests or anything like that.
Demand rain, demand good weather, whatever the case should be. Yeah? We see many times a very important feature to the use going back in history to some point, taking it from there, like here the pagan ages, which of course did exist, all the nations outside the chosen race, they fell into deep and unspeakable errors, but it's not the beginning of history. I mean, the beginning of history is the creation, the fall of man, and the plan of redemption, so the original revelation. So why stop in between, start in between rather, at the constatation of what the pagans did? It doesn't make much sense. Man is related to God by the fact that he is his creature, and that is the starting point and not some other point in time or some other feature, like what we can see what pagans have done here and there and are still doing. So it's really important to not to let yourself be fooled by this device, by this intellectual device.
Professor Mario responds with the Catholic position, "Clearly, if it makes sense to ask God for a rightly directed will, which one already has by the fact of desiring it, then a fortiori, it makes sense to ask for temporal blessings, which we do not possess by desiring virtue. This remains true even though temporal blessings are a less important thing to have than virtue itself."
We have to ask for everything. You have to ask God for everything. Well, he's given us a certain advance, a certain number of things for which we haven't asked. Our existence, first of all, that we have come into existence, that we have been created. Also, it's been created by God. But apart from that, after that, we have to ask. So our Lord so clearly orders us to do ask, and it will be given to you. Knock, and it will be opened to you. And that's another problem of mankind, and so much more of modern man, the quotation marks, that he is too proud to ask. We are too proud to ask. We think that so many things, if not everything, is due to us, which it's not. The only thing that is strictly due to each one of us is a place in hell. If we don't do anything about it, then it's very necessarily, unfortunately, we'll end up, because the slope down, you can take it without any real effort, but to go upwards towards heaven, to save our souls, to cooperate towards the salvation of our soul, that does not work without effort, without serious efforts. And one of them, the least important one among them, is this continual prayer of petition, one of the four ends of prayer.
Well, and as we've talked about...